AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In Cincinnati, a second mistrial in a case of a white University of Cincinnati officer who killed an unarmed black driver during a traffic stop. Mayor John Cranley says Sam DuBose should not have been killed, and this second hung jury is likely to stir anger.
We will, as a city, continue to pray for the DuBose family, and we know that once again, emotional wounds will be opened up.
A fifth Republican senator, Nevada's Dean Heller, says he can't support the GOP health care bill as it stands now. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says President Trump wants support from all senators.
The president's very supportive of the Senate bill. There's a lot of ideas in there. He's talked about having heart, and he likes a lot of the reforms that have been in there.
President Trump has signed a bill into law designed to make it easier to fire Department of Veterans Affairs employees. San Francisco UPS driver who killed three colleagues in a shooting rampage at a company warehouse appeared to target his victims. Police Commander Greg McInerney says Jimmy Land was armed with two stolen guns.
The assault-type pistol was stolen from Utah and the other firearm from Napa.
Police say Lamb killed two of his victims during a meeting, then walked outside and confronted and killed his third victim. He then walked back inside the warehouse, past several other people, and killed himself when police officers arrived. Secret Service says it is aware of comments made by Johnny Depp in Britain. He asked, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
I want to clarify, I'm not an actor. I lie for a living. However, it's been a while.
Depp added, maybe it's time. He later apologized, saying it was a bad joke. This is AP Radio News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says in a tweet her thoughts are with residents being evacuated in London for fire safety. About 800 households and apartment buildings have been ordered out of those buildings because of fire safety problems.
I had a fire safety check done today. Why have they left it till 8:30 at night to start getting residents out?
Local Camden Council leader Georgia Gould is the one who ordered the evacuation.
I know it's difficult, but Grenfell changes everything, and I just don't believe we can take any risk with our resident safety, and I have to put them first.
Gould was talking about the Grenfell Tower fire in London that killed 79 people. Investigators say that fire, which spread rapidly up the side of the high-rise, was caused by a faulty refrigerator. Today's evacuation was ordered after a joint investigation of the various properties in London. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.